Epiphany Farms restaurants in Bloomington and Leroy just laid off more than 80 people. Owner Ken Mishka says they are pivoting once again to survive.
I guess the bad news is that we're going to have to cease operations at our Leroy location, the old bank. You know, without having in-house dining available and with the winter coming and with all the current challenges, it's just not possible. So
you had been doing takeout there?
Yeah, we've been doing a great job, a really good job of takeout, and the patio when the weather was warm was really successful, and the outdoor dining was good, and the team was good, and you know, there's just not enough volume.
Is that a permanent choice, or is it ever going to come back?
You know, I would hope so. It's such a strategic location for us, being, you know, 4 miles away from our farm, and it's an amazing facility and a great community. I hope that nothing is, you know, permanent, but at this point, you know, it doesn't seem like there's an end in sight until, you know, potentially spring.
And Bakery and Pickle in downtown Bloomington had closed some time ago.
Yeah, it's in a similar situation. You know, we're really fortunate to have landlords and have partners in the community that have helped us, and our real estate acquisitions that we've had have. So we're not in a position where we have to like foreclose or sell the real estate or we're getting kicked out. You know, really the biggest issue is not having enough sales to justify the labor that is needed to operate.
And your flagship operation, the Epiphany Farms restaurant, what's happening with that?
Epiphany Farms has been hanging in there. When we were able to do the patio and the weather was good, we did a wonderful job and the team did a great job. The dining, when we were allowed to do in-house dining, we had a lot of space. We were spaced the tables apart. And originally we had 200 employees total before COVID. And then, you know, we're down to 40. But then, you know, 4 weeks ago, we were back up to 120, 130 employees. But when the dining ban happened, it really kind of, you know, kicked our feet out from under us. And we're just not able to sustain it. So Anju Above's menu has done a great job. It's designed to go. It's designed to pack. You know, it can be put in a package. And it's relatively efficient for us. But the Epiphany Farms food and the Epiphany Farms dining room is a much bigger situation. It's just not going to sustain itself without having a guest in its dining room. One of the really cool things and the silver lining to this entire thing is that we still have a team, we still have a staff, we still have food, and we really want to do something. We want to do something positive. And so what we'd like to do is convert the Epiphany Farms dining room into a production kitchen and an assembly line to be able to create meals that we can get to the hospitality workers that have been affected.
Will they have to pay for those meals?
No, the goal was to ask the community to help us out and to do a buy one, give one kind of deal where we create and craft a really high value, nutritious meal for our guests. And they would have the option to purchase this meal for $20 and then purchase one to give to someone that was in need. And we were going to work with a couple different associations and start with downtown Bloomington.
Yeah, obviously, you know your own workers since you went from 120 now back down to under 40 after today, but other restaurants have shut down and have laid off people as well. How will you know who's a hospitality worker and who's not?
They could give us a pay stub or show us a pay stub, and we would be able to verify that they worked at a hospitality establishment. But we're not like, you know, the heart in us and the goal of this is to feed the community, and so we don't really want to like turn away anyone. I think we can definitely do 100 a day starting next week, and you know, 50 are purchased and then 50 are donated to hospitality workers. That we'd have no problem. I mean, we had 100. You know, if you have 120 employees, you know, almost 140 that have, you know, been affected by these decisions just with our company, and then you look at, you know, the other 30 or so hospitality establishments in downtown Bloomington, there's thousands of people that could use some help right now. And then the reality of the situation is that, you know, we care so much about our food and our product, and it's all based on the numbers that we did last year. And so when we, you know, ordered the chickens and when we, you know, raised the laying hens and when we lay out the gardens, we had no idea that we were entering a global pandemic. our freezers are chocked full. You know, we've produced 5,500 chickens. We have over 100 hogs at the farm. We have 10,000 pounds of vegetables, and it's all perishable.
As a snapshot for people, how much is a general consumption pre-pandemic, and how much per day or per week is consumed now?
Well, as a company, you know, the average sales and the break evens per week, when you added the four restaurants last year that were operating, they on average do about $100,000 in sales per week. And you basically, the only revenue center across company wide that has held its own is Anju Food To Go. We budgeted for, I think, about $25,000 in income in sales next week, and last year it would have been a little over $100,000. We have to just figure out how to overcome and how to pivot and what's best for our team. And I feel really, really bad about all these things that have been happening, all these changes and these rules. And I feel like our team and the staff and the workers are the ones that are being most affected because of everything that's up in the air.
That's Ken Mishka, one of the principals of Epiphany Farms Restaurant Group. He says they will also change marketing strategies and abandon social media in favor of direct contact with customers through email and website.